to a church that preaches the book, that preaches truth, that preaches the word, that people, men and women of God who are striving to have a perfect heart, live for God, take in the word of God and apply it to our lives. I'm excited that I'm a part of that. Thank you, Harvest Time. Thank you for being people that diligently seek out the things of God. God, give us a perfect heart. Many of these people that don't receive the word of God or the things of God, they believe they can push past the commitments of the holy place with sin caked all over them, embedded in their hearts. They feel that they can walk right in and boast, "I am the righteousness of God." But you see, the perfect heart is, it's after more than security or a covering for just sin. A perfect heart, it seeks to be in God's presence, but not only in His presence, but to have communion with God, relationship, right relationship with God. Communion is talking with the Lord and sharing sweet fellowship and seeking His face. And that is what you get when you get into the Holy of Holies and you come in right and you've prepared yourself right. That's why I challenge myself every service to be in the prayer room as soon as I can. I understand many of us are doing things for service, and all of us get tied up. But I've got to start right. I've got to get all the week off of me. The work week, the dealing with people week, the living in our society week. And I've got to come in and say, "God, I give you praise this morning. I give you praise tonight. I give you glory. God, anoint our service, anoint our music, anoint our ministry, our Sunday school." And I begin to prepare myself and my heart. God, if there's anything in my heart that would hold me back from worshiping you how I should today, make it right. Make it clean. It comes in this order. Number one, covering. Number two, cleansing. Number three, commitment. And then finally, number four, communion. We must get in right relationship to have proper communion with God. There is a process. You have to get in the Word of God and apply the things of God to your life for yourself. Amen. Many believers in America today want nothing more than just be quickly covered. Well, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See you later. See you next Sunday. No pain, no cross, no cleansing. They quote only one half of the verse found in 1 John. They start with 1 and 7, but you should really read 1, 6 and 7. If we say, they start out with this, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. But they should actually say the first verse first. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Verse 7. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sins. You've got to be honest with yourself. What am I saying? I'm saying you've got to search out your heart and get everything that's not right in there out for yourself. You've got to be honest with yourself. You got to begin to tell yourself the truth. John 15 and verse 3, "Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you." Scripture says David had a perfect heart, yet he cried out, "Search me, O God, search me, cleanse me." In Revelations 2 and 23, Jesus said, "All the churches shall know that I am He which searcheth the reins," or the minds and hearts, "and I will give unto every one of you according to your works." He was addressing the church. Oh God, search us as a church. Is our intentions pure and holy? God, where is our heart? Where is our mind? What is our focus? What is our motives? You know, you meet people every day that they have ulterior motives. Anybody ever heard of that? Ulterior motives? You think they're there for one reason, but really they're there to get in the back door and stick you in the back. God, search our hearts. Search our hearts. The Lord's searchings are not vindictive, but redemptive. His purchase and His purpose is not to catch us in sin and to condemn us, but rather to prepare us to come into His holy presence as clean, pure vessels. Psalms 24, verse 3. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in His holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He that hath clean hands and a pure heart. God, give us clean hands and a pure heart. You know something else about a perfect heart? It's a trusting heart. The psalmist wrote, "Our Father trusted in Thee, they trusted, and Thou didst deliver them. They cried unto Thee and were delivered. They trusted in Thee and were not confounded." Over and over and over, David testified, "In the Lord I put my trust. Oh my God, I trust in Thee." The Hebrew root word for trust suggests to fling oneself off a tower. That is like a child who hears his father say, "Jump," and he trustingly obeys. When I was a lot younger and a whole lot smaller, I at first I thought I could fly. I thought I was Superman. And I got on the corner of my parents' sofa, and I was going to fly over the coffee table and land on my dad's recliner. Well, I took off, and I landed on the corner of my dad's coffee table, and I had a black eye. I couldn't even lie about what had happened. What happened? Well, I tried to fly. But then, several months later, I was standing on the same sofa, and Daddy said, "Jump. I'll catch you." And I remembered, hey, the last time I jumped off here, I busted my head. You must think I'm crazy. And he said, "Jump. Trust me. I'll catch you." He had to say that more than one time to me. But I finally jumped, and he caught me. Jesus is standing with arms wide open for each and every one of us saying, "Jump, I will catch you. You're going to be all right. You're going to make it." You know, I'm glad that Jesus is the judge and some of us are not the judge. Because some of us would have put people and ourselves and other people in hell a long time ago. But we serve a merciful God. It's His right to judge. It's not my job to judge. It's my job to share the gospel. It's my job to love people. It's His job to judge. Thank God for His blood. Thank God for His mercy. Thank God for His love. I want to approach every day with a pure heart. I want to approach every day. Brother Baggett, come help me. I wasn't planning on doing this, but I'm going to do this.
I can't fly, brother.
Oh, I know you can't fly. You're not going to be the flyer. You're going to be the catcher. You ready? I trust you. Thank you. I couldn't resist that. I'm sorry. But it's the same way. You know, many of us live life. I've got like 3 minutes. We'll have a 15-minute break. Many of us live life. "Well, brother, sister, the devil did this to me. The devil did that to me. I'm just not going to make it. I just don't know." It's like standing on top of a house that's on fire, and the devil set it on fire, and you're finally on the roof, and you can't go anywhere else, and you say, "Oh, Lord, I love You so much. Would You come help me now?" And he comes and you jump. And he catches you. Don't give the devil credit for putting you in the situation. Nothing happens unless God allows it to happen. Maybe God's just testing you to get you to the point where you're willing to jump and say, God, here I am. God, I surrender all now. Don't let it get to the point that it takes a tragedy or a life-shattering moment to get you to search your heart and say, oh God, create in me a clean heart. God, if there's anything there that shouldn't, don't let it get to where you're at life's end or you're on your deathbed. Well, I'm sorry. You didn't live like you were sorry. And I'm not the judge. I believe God can forgive you. But don't wait till that moment. You might not have time to say, I'm sorry. It might be just like that. God created in us a clean heart, a pure heart. And I know everybody laughs about Brother Baggett being out here and me being up here, but the fact is, he would stand there and he would try his best to catch my big old tail. He would, especially since I could jump that far. We would probably end up on the second pew, but he would do his best to catch me because he loves us and he loves me. And Jesus is the same way. Jesus loves you. God created in us a pure heart. If you'd stand to your feet all over the building, Lord Jesus, I ask you right now to come into every one of our hearts. Search us, oh God. Search our minds and our thoughts and our motives. God, if there's anything that's impure or unholy in our hearts that would hold us back, wash us and cleanse us in the name of Jesus. Lord, let harvest time be a light to the community, to the world around us, that they know that church, they search and seek after God in spirit and in truth. Their motives are pure. Their intentions are clean and holy. We give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Greet somebody.